Judge John Roberts today faces another round of questions from the Senate Judiciary Committee on his fitness to be Chief Justice of the United States. Here's NPR's Ari Shapiro with today's developments.
When the day began, two Republican senators still had to finish their first round of questioning. Sam Brownback of Kansas jumped right in with one of the most controversial Supreme Court rulings of the last term, Kelo versus New London. In that case, the court said 5-4 that the city of New London, Connecticut, could confiscate private land for a private economic redevelopment project. Brownback wanted to know,
Judge Roberts, what is your understanding of the state of the Takings Clause jurisprudence now after Kelo? Isn't it now the case that it's much easier for one man's home to become another man's castle?
Roberts replied by telling Brownback that Congress can do something about this issue if it disagrees with the court's ruling.
It's not simply a question of legislating to address particular needs, but you obviously have to also be cognizant of the people's rights, and you can protect them in situations where the court has determined, as it did 5-4 in Kelo, that they are not going to draw that line.
By 10 a.m., it was on to round two. The questioning is more fast-paced in this round. Just 20 minutes per senator. Chairman Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania wanted to know about Roberts' view of the Constitution, living or dead. Although the nominee has talked in the past about interpreting the Constitution narrowly, this morning he gave a little more leeway.
I depart from some views of original intent in the sense that those folks, some people view it as meaning just the conditions at that time, just the particular problem. I think you need to look at the words they used, and if the words adopt a broader principle, it applies more broadly.
Terms like liberty, he said, may have a meaning that can change over 200 years. Both Specter and the ranking Democrat on the committee, Patrick Leahy of Vermont, wanted to know whether Roberts, as Chief Justice, could bring consensus to a high court that's become famous for 5-4 rulings. Roberts replied with an anecdote about his mentor, the late Chief Justice William Rehnquist.
On the last day of the term, he was reading the disposition in a case and said, you know, A reaches this conclusion, he's joined by B, and then C has a separate concurrence joined by D and E, and he ended up by saying, I didn't know we had that many judges on the court. And that undermines the importance of providing guidance.
Roberts said he believes the chief has an important role to play in creating consensus, and that will be a priority for him if confirmed. Leahy also told Roberts he's concerned about freedom of the press under the Bush administration. The senator talked about prohibitions against photographing caskets returning from Iraq and administration opposition to releasing photographs of U.S.-run prisons overseas. The senator wanted to know what kinds of standards apply when the government wants to impose those kinds of restrictions. Roberts said he's not well acquainted with these issues and declined to talk about specific cases, but he quoted the late Justice Louis Brandeis, who said, "Sunlight is the best disinfectant." Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.